What's up, Dog Pound? Welcome to Inside the Cleveland Browns. I'm Nathan Zagura, joined as always by Sarah Carnes. Hey, Sarah.
Hey, what's up? Happy holidays, everyone. And in honor of the most giving time of the year, we're going to take this episode to focus on all the time the Browns spent in the community this year.
But first, we've got some accolades for their work on the field. The Pro Bowl roster has been announced, and here's a look at the players who'll be representing the Orange and Brown in Arizona this year. The Browns will be sending three of their players down to Arizona this season. And of course, one of them will be Joe Thomas, the offensive tackle making his eighth straight appearance at the Pro Bowl in 2014. He's been there every year since he's joined this league. He's a bookend left tackle, Pro Football Focus's number one graded tackle in the entire NFL, and a very deserving honor for a guy who is the consummate professional and plays like a Brown. And he'll be joined by another Joe Hayden. We call him Lockdown Joe, as you well know. One of the best cornerbacks in the NFL, making his second straight trip to the Pro Bowl. Hayden with three interceptions on the season. He's forced a couple of fumbles and has 17 passes defensed and has followed opposing teams' number one receivers around all year and locked them down. Congrats to him. Signed a big contract this offseason, and now he goes to the Pro Bowl, showing that he is happy to be in Cleveland and will always give maximum effort. The Browns will also be sending another first-timer to the Pro Bowl, safety Tashawn Gibson, whose season was cut short due to injury, but Gip was leading the NFL with six interceptions at the time of his injury and will make his first trip to Arizona as a member of the Pro Bowl team because he is a ball-hawking safety who was an integral part of this defense, leading the league in interceptions, passes defensed, and opposing quarterback rating allowed. So congrats to Thomas, Hayden, and Gibson on making the Pro Bowl. Well-deserved, gentlemen. Go represent the Browns very well in Arizona.
Now on with the giving. The First and 10 initiative was launched this year, and the team kicked it off with the rookies at Grindstone Elementary.
Today, the Cleveland Browns launched their new community outreach program based on volunteering called First and 10. And the Browns rookies joined us here at Grindstone Elementary School to help inspire the kids and think of creative ways that they can volunteer throughout their community.
It was really important to us to have something that everyone could embrace. So instead of just picking a cause, we wanted to just embrace the notion that everyone should give back to their community. And this was a great way of doing it. We just set a time limit. We say you can visit your local library, local hospital. You can pick a cause, but just give back 10 hours a year. It'll make a huge difference.
To come here to the school and visit with those kids and see how fired up they were to see us and to give back to them and see the looks on their faces and to see that we made their day, it makes me feel good deep down inside.
Everybody knows in our locker room and in our organization how much and passionate our fans are and how much they love the Browns. So for us to be able to come back to elementary school and see these kids and put some smiles on their faces and they're lighting up our faces as well, but just try and give back to this community and do as much as we can is really awesome.
Whatever you can do to help others is very important. And, you know, just your time or even your effort. You can do it with friends. You can do it with family. But just giving that time to others can impact someone else's life.
While the players and kids here today pledge their 10 hours of community service by signing the banner, we want you to sign up and pledge 10 hours of service in your hometown. All you have to do is log on to clevelandbrowns.com/community and make the pledge. Then, tell us how you're giving back in your community on Twitter by using the hashtag Give10. It's sometimes hard to predict where a charitable initiative will take you. For example, I'm sure no one predicted the success of the Ice Bucket Challenge for ALS, and I'm sure the team couldn't predict just how cold that water was going to be.
I remember that day at training camp where they did the ALS Ice Bucket Challenge, and the thing I remember the most is that team president Alex Shiner took the bath in a suit. That is pretty impressive. He was the man that day. And speaking of the man, the 2014 Walter Payton Man of the Year for the Cleveland Browns was a very special player.
This award means a lot, but I mean, I just like doing community stuff because I like doing it. You know, not really for the awards. The awards are extra and fun, but I really like focusing my attention on the community. Started in college, you know, but we didn't have that platform. You know, you weren't that big of a name in college. And then when I got here, even as an undrafted guy, you were out in the community and they didn't matter. You know, you had the Browns name on you. And so you were, you know, someone to look up to. And so I kind of just used that as my platform and just try to help everyone I could. It's a huge thing for me to win this award.
Congratulations, Craig, and the rest of the team on all your hard work off the field. We'll be right back with more ICB.
Stay tuned for a Browns versus Cavs charitable showdown and the pros embracing the holiday spirit.
Welcome back to ICB. The Browns and Cavs recently joined forces to support the Boys and Girls Club of Cleveland in a ping pong tournament, and you might be surprised at the outcome.
Well, I think the Boys and Girls Club of Cleveland is one of the great charities in the city of Cleveland, and myself and my teammates are really excited to be part of this battle for the paddle and support the Boys and Girls Club.
Our kids idolize these players, and so to have them come to our aid and to support the clubs and our mission of trying to make our kids become responsible, caring, and productive citizens, the players can help that so much.
Well, it's obviously a great cause. I mean, it's good to be able to do anything for them. You know, they do a great job helping the community. So being able to be a part of that was cool, and, you know, playing ping pong, always something I enjoy. Don't get to do it enough, but it's fun to get back into it.
Joe Thomas, I mean, he's as bad as I am. So I still don't know how I won. I still don't know how I beat him because I'm terrible. But, well, I beat him. So, and it was exciting.
I'm just not a good ping pong player. And Anderson Varejao, he's got the length and the reach on me.
This was a blast. It was so much fun to play with all these guys. Everybody's really nice. It was great. Everybody was great. Everybody was a little bit different. Last match was fun. Kyrie was really fun. I thought I was, you know, a little nervous playing Kyrie, and it was a little close against Mitch Schwartz. So, but it was fun.
You know, most of us aren't even from here, but you know, you get here and you see what the fans do for you and how they kind of reach their arms around you. You know, you kind of want to do a little bit back for them when you can. So the Give 10 movement, it's been huge, huge success for the Browns and the players, and you know, it's great doing these events.
Sarah, I gotta say, I'm a little shocked. You mean to tell me out of all these professional athletes, it was the guy Jeff Halpern who donated $5,000 to the Boys and Girls Club, thank you by the way, just to play in the tournament, who walked away the winner and kicked all their butts? Well, I know Jeff. He's actually a pretty talented guy, pretty good tennis player, so I'm not surprised.
Well, I'm not surprised either then. I think we need to get the guys a ping pong table so they can practice and we have a rematch with the Cavs next season.
Yeah, they're professional athletes. They gotta get it done. Just don't use it for beer pong. At least not during the season. Now, Gary Barnidge might not have the ping pong skills just yet, but he's a very generous guy. And every week during the season, he gets up close and personal with fans for a movie night.
It's going to be tear lifting up escalator.
I want to do something to give back to the fans because they come support us all the games. I want to do something that I don't see anybody else really doing. And I'm going to have a big love for movies. So I decided that I want to do a little Twitter giveaway where I ask a question every week during the season and I bring 10 fans to the movies. I pay for their ticket. I try and bring teammates, get involved, and just spend a little time with them and show my appreciation for what they do for us on Sundays.
I mean, it's unlike anything that I've ever seen, honestly. You don't really hear a lot about players kind of connecting with fans. So having Gary be really forthcoming and upfront with fans is awesome.
I know I'm way more into the games now. Just knowing Gary, we've met Jordan. The one time we met Spencer Lanning. So it's fun to be able to cheer for those players knowing you've had that connection with them before.
I just hope they get an experience that they haven't had a chance to do. It's something that they'll remember, and that's the whole thing. As long as they have fun, that's all that matters because they're the ones cheering us on and helping us with everything. So I just want to show a little appreciation.
Now, for the ladies out there, you got to admit, there's probably not many ways to get closer to one of your favorite Browns than a movie date night. And we'll be right back with more ICB. Stay tuned for Giftapalooza and some heavy-duty Giving 10. Welcome back to Inside the Cleveland Browns. Newly 8-time Pro Bowler Joe Thomas and his teammates continued the Give 10 spirit by inviting 30 children to a shop with a pro at Dick's Sporting Goods. And it was sure to be a shopping trip they wouldn't soon forget.
can you start?
All right. Well, we're out here for the 8th annual Shop with a Pro event here, sponsored by Dick's Sporting Goods. And I got about 12 or 14 of my teammates to come out here with all these cool kids and do a little Christmas shopping this year.
Well, we gotta go to get shoes for.
We gotta get shoes.
Did you find some pants?
Whoa.
You never get lost
in those. Hold the front.
Thanks so much for coming out here tonight. I got a few of my friends from the Cleveland Browns that are here, and we're really excited to do some shopping. Each kid has $200 to spend. Your player will help you keep track of how much you've been spending. You have to pick out a pair of shoes within that $200, but other than that, everything's fair game.
You feel like this, but like...
So do you want a North Face one, or do you want like a Nike one?
17? Perfect. I'll grab the cart, and I'll be right back. There was a lot of interesting stuff that some of the kids bought, but a skateboard over here was a pretty cool item.
I bought tennis shoes for me and my baby brother, and I bought...
You got a sweatshirt, some cool sweatpants.
Sweatshirt.
And a LeBron jersey, and a hat.
I tried to look for a 73.
They were too expensive, though. Look at that. Now you're good to go.
Thanks, Joe.
Thanks, bud. Appreciate it.
Looping back around.
Who needs Santa Claus when the Browns are here?
Good question.
All the players have gone to different schools to celebrate students who've embraced giving back to their community, and they made a special stop in Rocky River to do just that.
It was great, man. The kids had a lot of energy. They was excited to see us. And then once we did get the program started, we got to learn a lot about them and how much they've been giving back. You know what I mean? Watching this video, they've been they know about cancer and giving back to cancer kids, helping out in like homeless shelters and stuff like that.
You would never know how much you can inspire one kid, let alone more than one, with as many kids we had here. So just to know that we could possibly inspire 400 kids, 300 kids, I mean, that's big enough.
We had some of those students that just needed that extra push of what community service is all about, and we would hear some that said, I don't know what to do, I can't give anything. You know, when you brought in one canned good, you have no idea what family you really helped that was less fortunate.
Some of the great questions that he had, we was able to get answered. I remember the question, what do you do, how do you find respect? And I mean, that's always a hard question, you know what I mean? And I think one of the great answers was given, you treat someone how you want to be treated, but even better. And I mean, I think everybody did a great job answering those questions.
I think this is amazing. The kids really enjoyed it. They were pumped, giving so many different projects and ideas back to the community. So it's really about them.
It's really great to see, and I don't think there was a student there that really didn't get something out of this experience. And it's wonderful to see that the Browns can be a part of motivating young people in this community to do the right thing and give back.
You're absolutely right. And one player that's been doing the right thing since arriving here in Cleveland is Gary Barnage.
Big show for Big Gary this week. I like it.
It really is. Well, he's taken the children of Ohio Guidestone into his heart. And this week, he also took a lucky group of kids to Toys R Us for a little Christmas shopping.
How's everybody doing today? I brought you all here because I want everybody to have a great Christmas. So I'm going to give everybody $100. You can buy anything you want with $100. You like that one? You like Bumblebee? Yeah. So I started this last year. I partnered with Ohio Guidestone. And I bring 10 kids to every home game for the football games, and I give one of them my shoes. And I want to do something more. So Christmas time, I know some of the kids don't get to have a great Christmas, so I want to do something. So I take shows with 20 kids, can bring them to Toys R Us, give them $100, and go shopping spree, buy whatever they want. And I just want to make sure they have something memorable for Christmas.
Okay, go ahead.
Beautiful.
Roll
in
there.
I think they were a little overwhelmed to begin with, just thinking that they could choose anything in the store, which is fun for them. So it was really exciting to kind of just go along with them and see all the stuff they wanted and help them choose what they wanted for Christmas.
Like some of these kids might not get very much for Christmas, so I wanted to make sure they have an enjoyable Christmas. And I think if I was in that situation, I'd want the same thing.
Just like he came up huge with fourth quarter catches against Atlanta and New Orleans to get Browns victories, I guarantee he accomplished his mission and those kids will have a very Merry Christmas.
Well, earlier this season, the University Hospital Seidman Cancer Center invited players to come in and raise the spirits of the patients. Well, the guys were only too happy to oblige.
I walk in to see a smile on their face that just, one, makes me appreciate my health and gives me all the reason to be smiling every day. Like, if they can have a smile on their face, why should it not?
It's a real boost in spirits just to get everybody knows they're pulling for you and just a pat on the back and just see some smiling faces. Very comforting.
This brown bag right here. Oh. Something to keep you warm in that.
Win it. Win.
Win it.
You can't give up. I mean, just, you can't give up. You have to continue fighting. I mean, you know, just like the Browns, they don't give up. They keep fighting and they win sometimes and sometimes they don't win. But you know what? There's always tomorrow and they go back out and they practice. So, the same with us. You just have to go back out tomorrow and you got to continue living your life and doing the best that you can with the situation.
Well, it was nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you guys.
All right.
Hey, you guys take the first quarter from Pittsburgh.
All right. All right.
I'm sure Pam was very excited that the guys did end up walking away with a 31-10 win against the Steelers. And our wishes of good health are with her and everyone this holiday season. We'll be right back with more ICB. Stay tuned for some Giving 10 with Tools and our most boisterous Play 60 event ever.
Welcome back to Inside the Cleveland Browns. You may remember when we shivered through the taping at the Hometown Huddle Playground build earlier this fall. Well, let's take a look and remember all the fun we had.
I mean, I couldn't imagine, you know, going to school without a playground. That's you know, kids' most favorite time of the day, coming out of recess, playing on the playground. So, you know, coming out here with fellow teammates and some people from around the building, it's awesome. It's fun to give back and knowing that it's going to a good cause and some kids are going to be able to enjoy it.
Mr. Miyagi, wax on, wax off. It's like one of them things you look up to as a kid, that knowing that guys take time out of their busy schedule to come back and give back.
It's really important. It's important to our owners. It's important to our community. We've been doing a lot more of this. I'm really proud of our crew that we have such a big turnout on a day like this.
I mean, these kids look up to us, and to be able to come out here and just build a playground, something easy as simple as building a playground, they'll remember that forever.
I'm Javon Sherrick from the Browns. I just want to thank all the volunteers for coming out. You know what I mean? This means a lot to the kids, not only the kids, the community. The principal obviously has been active for 10 years to have this playground. All my teammates that came out earlier, thank you. Remember, give 10. And everybody count down. We'll start at 5. So.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
That certainly was a chilly day. My lips get numb just thinking about it, but well worth it knowing how much the kids are enjoying their new playground.
And we're going to end this community special with one of our favorite events of the year. The players went to Central Middle School to congratulate the kids with the most Play 60 hours in the area, and, well, the chaos ensued.
It's always
always fun, especially since this school did a great job with the whole Play 60 movement, and they were the winner in this area, having logged most minutes. So they're all excited that they, you know, had a, this great accomplishment for them, and for us to come out here and recognize them and all their hard work and everything. It was great.
We went, you know, when the kids found out we won, or the first thing they asked, what players are coming, who's going to show up. But when they come out, what they did today was outstanding. Just the players took control of it, the kids responded to what they did, and I hopefully the players had fun today. It seemed like they had fun, so it worked out really well.
My favorite part of today is the relay. That's probably my favorite part, because you get a chance to engage with the kids and you see the competitive nature of the kids, so it was a lot of fun.
They look up to the Cleveland Browns, and so for them to come out, spend the time, and do the things that they do, it just, I think, really enhances everything that we're trying to do, so we so appreciate that.
You know, Nathan, we are so lucky to have so many players from the Browns willing to go out in the community and do so many things for the kids. They're such great role models.
No question. Great players on the field, but better people off it, and that's wonderful. Well, that'll do it for this week on Inside the Cleveland Browns. Want to wish your family a very happy, healthy, and safe holidays, and we're looking forward to ending the season with a win this Sunday in Baltimore. We'll see you next week with more ICB. For Sarah Carnes, I'm Nathan Zagura. Have a great night, and happy holidays.